7:44 is our time. It is for time for Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. Our guest today is, he's going to be competing at the Phillipsburg Rodeo coming up next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We've been giving away tickets for that event today, and we'll give away another pair of tickets next hour on your place to win in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Justin Mead, not Justin, Justin, J-E-S-T-O-N, Justin Mead is a professional bull rider who lives in Holcomb, Kansas, and he's ready to compete coming up next week. Justin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
So what's your schedule like? You got the Phillipsburg Rodeo next week. What's your schedule like as you go through the season?
Yeah, so crazy. I'm calling from, or you guys called me. I'm out in Spanish Forks, Utah right now. I'll ride tonight in Spanish Forks, Utah. Then I'm headed back to Burwell, Nebraska, then up to Deadwood, South Dakota. Then be back Sunday night, and then Tuesday being Extreme Bulls in Dodge, and then Thursday being Castle Rock, Colorado's Extreme Bulls. Friday hit Phillipsburg, and then Saturday back to Dodge, and then hopefully Sunday for the short run in Dodge.
So other than that, nothing really going on, is there, Justin?
No, just a little work in between.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, how you feeling, man? I mean, those bulls can be rough.
They can be rough. They can sure take a toll on your body, you know. But stay healthy, stay fit, and it's good.
How old are you, Justin?
I am 31.
31. So how long have you been riding bulls?
I've been riding bulls professionally since I was 18.
Wow, 13 years in the business. So how'd you get started riding bulls? I mean, I'm guessing you just didn't jump out and, hey, this looks fun. I'm going to ride a bull.
No, you know, I grew up in the country with livestock, goats, sheep, horses, everything like that, you know. And so I started as a little kid riding goats and sheep and stuff like that. And then as I grew older, graduated to calves and then steers when I was about 9, and then got on my first big bull when I was 12, and then competed in junior rodeos and amateur rodeos all the way growing up, and then when I turned 18, bought my PRCA card. Okay. And then I've competed in PRCA, I've competed in PBRs, about every professional level you can think of. I've competed at.
Justin Mead is a professional bull rider, and he lives in Holcomb, Kansas, but traveling the country. He'll be at the Phillipsburg Rodeo coming up next Friday. Phillipsburg Rodeo taking place next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, obviously, in Phillipsburg. You can get your tickets. They say skip the line, buy online. KansasBiggestRodeo.com is how you can get your tickets, or you can win them here on the radio as well. So it says here in your bio you're an adrenaline junkie, which to me that's kind of like – duh. I mean, if you're riding bulls, I think you got to be an adrenaline junkie, you know. But you were active in sports. You're a state champion in track and field. Is that right?
Oh, that's correct. My junior year, I won state at pole vault. I qualified all 4 years at pole vault, and then I was in the 4x4, in the open two, and pole vault. Yeah, I was very athletic.
And you were in Ashland. Ashland is where you went to high school at?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's where I grew up and graduated from Ashland.
Gotcha. Okay, so we were talking about how the bulls can be rough. I'm sure you've encountered some injuries in the last 13 years.
Yeah. I've been pretty blessed. I haven't accumulated a whole lot of broken things. A couple, you know, I broke my ribs. Broke my sternum, collapsed the lung, but the worst injury that I've probably taken is I had a bullhorn actually go through my helmet into my mouth. It shoved my teeth up into my palate, and they had to do surgery to remove that, and then it broke my upper jaw from the front to the back to the front completely. They had to put a plate and 3 screws up in my upper jaw and wire my mouth shut. But I was only out for 2.5 months. And then as soon as they clipped the wires, I was right back on. I actually competed the that following week, I competed in San Antonio at the livestock show and rodeo down there. So it wasn't a whole lot of change. I mean, I had to set out a little while, but as soon as they released me, I was ready to go.
Okay, so Justin Mead is our guest today, a professional bull rider. He's going to be at the Phillipsburg Rodeo coming up next Friday. So when people hear that, the first thing that I think goes through their mind is, why keep doing it when you had a horn go through your mouth and a broken jaw? Why put yourself through that punishment?
Yeah. Just the love of the sport, the adrenaline, financially, too. I mean, it's a good financial, it pays well, mm-hmm. You know. But just the love of competing, the love of traveling, being able to travel the world and see all the things that I get to see. I mean, I take my wife and kids with me about everywhere I go. So it's really a blessing to be able to show them, you know. Over the 4th of July, we went 3,600 miles and traveled 6 different states. And I was able to take my wife and kids and show them, you know, Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But as far as riding bulls, you know, it's the love and the passion of the sport and the competition.
So what's your favorite part about riding bulls? What's your favorite part?
My favorite part would have to be the adrenaline, of course, you know, but the accomplishments, you know, being the satisfaction of getting one road, you know, being 90 points, you know, that's the satisfaction in the whole deal. You know, it's not about beating the other competitors. It's not about winning all the prize money, you know, but it's just me versus that animal, you know, and conquering the task at hand. You know, that's the most that I get out of it, you know.
So take me through, give me a mental angle here. So as you're getting ready to get on this bull and you're getting ready for hopefully an 8-second ride, what's going through your mind before you get on the bull? And then what's going through your mind during the 8 seconds? Does it fly by or does it seem like it's in slow motion? And then what's your feeling once the ride is over?
Okay, so when you're standing on the back of the buck and shoots, you know, you think about doing all the pregame, all the mental, you know, bull riding is like 80% mental. So there's a lot of blocking out things, you know, blocking out all the negative things that try to run through your head.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about, you know, all the positions that you need to go through, like driving the front, you know, lifting on your bull rope and things like that. And then once you're on the animal, like once I crawl down in the chute, it's almost like a mental block comes over me. I can't really hear nothing. Everything's just a blur. My mind just kind of takes over. And then once that chute gate, like once I slide up and that chute gate opens, it's all mental, muscle memory after that. You know, there's not a whole lot of thinking that goes on in 8 seconds. it's extremely fast. I think once I'm out there after about 2 or 3 jumps, then the mental, I can kind of see what I'm doing and react. And then once the whistle blows, then I'm back to normal. I dismount the bull, and then you know, when I make the whistle, then it's just excitement after that, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. The adrenaline, I can't imagine how awesome the adrenaline is when you're riding that bull. What were your thoughts, man? Go ahead, finish your thought.
Oh well, that's like I was actually talking to Sage Kinsey the other night about adrenaline, and it's funny because you know, when you're on that animal, like say you do get hurt, if you don't feel it in the arena, you're still gonna feel it later on, you know. But if you do feel it in the arena, then you know it's really bad.
Yeah,
you know, that's how much adrenaline there is.
Yeah, yeah, like the horn going through your mouth. I would imagine that didn't feel very good.
No, and surprisingly, it didn't knock me out. So I actually walked out of the arena and told the ambulance people that they better just put me on a stretcher and take me to the hospital because there wasn't nothing they could do for me.
Yeah, no kidding. So, well, I know COVID-19 has messed up some plans for people. You know, this spring and summer. How's that affected you in your rodeo season?
You know, I was riding everything right before COVID. I was really riding everything, and then COVID hit and kind of set out a few months and was able to heal up and, you know, take the time with family and everything else. It was a good time. But excited that rodeos have kicked back on and everything's kind of opening back up. It's exciting.
Well, I tell you what, I got a little bit of adrenaline just imagining riding a bull based on how you described the mental process and everything else. But I like everything you said except the injury part. That part I could probably do without. So I will go ahead and let you keep doing what you do, and I'll keep doing what I do. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, nobody wants to get hurt, but in the sport that I've chosen, it's not when, it's just if and how bad, you know.
Yeah, it comes with the job. It's part of the process, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
Absolutely. It is. All right, so you're going to be there. You're going to be at Phillipsburg on Friday, you said, right?
Yes, sir, Friday night.
All right. You've been to Phillipsburg before and competed in Phillipsburg before, right?
I have.
Yeah. Yep. So what stands out about the rodeo in Phillipsburg for you?
Man, you know, it's one of the biggest rodeos in Kansas. It's a very well production's very good. You know, the facility is a great facility, a very nice arena, plenty of stands for the people, you know, and the stock contractor is a great stock contractor, Benny Butler. The livestock is just one of the best that you can compete on around, and Phillipsburg does a great job of putting on a great performance.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. We'll be giving away tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this weekend, early next week as well. Hey, Justin, best of luck tonight. Best of luck in all the events you got coming up, and best of luck at Phillipsburg Road next Friday. And thanks for taking the time to tell us about what it's like to ride a bull, man.
Hey, no problem.
Take care of yourself. Justin Mead, professional bull rider, our guest today on Waterside Wake Up and Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.